I hope we're not going into executive session, Joe. Are we?
No, I don't think we need to.
Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, so that is gone. And number 14, new business. I wanted to tell you that just the other day, Monday, Joe and I met with Andrew Mindell, who is the principal of CDN Red Rocks, and he is the plaintiff, and Charles Norton was there. And I would like to summarize some of these things. I was invited along with other board members to this meeting, and this is what I got from them. As far as they are concerned, inclusion is a no-go. It will not happen. Number two, I sort of went over litigation versus negotiation. And basically, you know, even if we win the litigation, we still have the old IGA and no progress. And the other thing is that nobody thinks about this, but they can assign huge damages, lost opportunity costs, even if we win. We can lose, the district can really get hammered. And, you know, they were talking about very, very large numbers. The thing is that this is what will happen maybe in a year. We'll maybe have a new board, a new composition of the board, who will probably sign a new IGA. So in my opinion, a new IGA is possibly inevitable. You know, if it doesn't happen now, it'll happen in a year or 2 years or whatever. So that's kind of what we discussed. And I also emphasized that we must have public support. You know, if we decide, if we were to pursue a new IGA, we absolutely have to have input from the public, because, you know, with that old IGA in 2018, a lot of people who learned about the fact that it was voted in on election night, when they had when a whole bunch of people were being voted out and we were being voted in, that was perceived of as, you know, oh, well, you know, the developers are, you know, pulling a stunt on us and things like that. You know, I still don't really like that old IGA. It's dreadful. There were so many things missing in it. And I told Charles Norton that, and I was saying, point this. These are all these problems that we found in there. So if we were to have a new IGA, it has to be financially sound. You know, it has to be something that benefits the district greatly. And that is, I thought he was extremely pleasant, and he would really like to talk to, basically he'd like to talk to, I think we could maybe get a couple of the other directors, maybe Jeff and Rhonda, if you'd be interested. And then maybe Alex and Karen, and then you can talk to Mr. Mindell. He's actually a very pleasant person, but they were very serious. They said that they felt that they would win the litigation, that hands down. They felt, at least that's what they said to me. So basically, when we have our meetings, I like to point out, these people are listening, you know, these people are listening and taking notes. But anyway, they brought up a number of things that I'm probably not remembering right now, because I'm extremely tired. So that kind of wraps things up as far as my report. Are there any questions?
Absolutely. I have questions.
I did not get any notices of such a meeting.
Well, it was very, very fast. It was right away.
Avery, there was an email that I forwarded you guys. It was called the developer's statement, and it was in response to the March 30th meeting. And did you guys get that email?
After it occurred, yes. Wait.
After the March 30th meeting, we got an email, and I forwarded it to you. And in there, Norton said Mr. Mandel would like to meet with Adrian or any of the board members. Adrian called me and said, could you please set this up for me? And I did. You all are welcome to do that. You're welcome to meet with, you know, anybody you want to. So Adrian wanted to set that up and I did. You're all welcome to do that. You received an invitation to talk to him, and talking between plaintiffs, parties, not lawyers, is absolutely part of what the mediation process requires that you do. So anyway, Adrian asked me to set that up and I did. We had very little notice. It came out and I think last week, and then Monday she met with them. That was the only day. It was a Zoom call that she had.
It was pretty quick.
Monday as in yesterday?
Yes, right. And
yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to begin with this.
I don't either.
We had so many meetings. I know I was accused in another call for my resignation that I was meeting with the plaintiffs behind the board's back. And how could I do that? And another false allegation didn't happen. So we had extensive conversations about how we would not do that. We were going to go through the board and we were going to all agree of what's going on. We knew what was going to happen, so that we were kind of on the same page. And that was actually with two lawyers present, that we needed to follow proper form on these things. What am I missing here?
I don't know what's improper, Karen. Could you please point that out? I mean, there's nothing improper about that. You are welcome to go have coffee with Mr. Brumley. You're welcome to have breakfast with Dave Wickman. You're welcome to talk to John Henderson whenever you'd like. This happens all the time. So I don't know what's improper.
Well, I'm actually confused about that one. You know, there were allegations made earlier about how, you know, Mr. Henderson this, Alex that. Yeah. I'm a little confused.
That's the big boogeyman. That's been the big boogeyman.
You know, I'm just going to tell you guys, I think, honestly, what Adrian did was a sign of leadership. I mean, you know, she wanted to talk to them because she's been saying this for months. She's wondering what's going on, what is out there, what is there for us, for the district. She wanted to meet this guy, so she met him. It was meet and greet. It lasted an hour. It was just basically, there was no discussions of substance. It was just Adrian wanting to open up a line of communication with this guy. You are all welcome to do that anytime you want.
You can you're just completely welcome to visit with this guy. He's really friendly.
So the point is that the more progress you all can make on opening up some lines, even if you don't go anywhere with it, even if it's a dead end, you just decide, you know, I hate this guy. I don't ever want to see him again. That's fine too. But the district is one entity. There are five of you, okay? You can't all five be doing the same thing at the same time, going here together. It's all going to be like this.
So over a month ago, I had sent an email with basically, you know, a couple of proposals of how, you know, some things could go for these supposed talks. And I don't remember anybody taking that and running with that. And yet here we go again, being told how we haven't been trying to make progress. I actually take an issue with that.
No, I'm sorry.
Not only that, we were supposed to be constantly being told the board acts by the vote. Anything actually in some of those private discussions, I remember several directors bring up different points of view, different things, different avenues. And then the only thing that would happen after that is we were told, well, the plaintiffs said that, whatever, without actually getting a written position from the plaintiffs. So how can it be said that we are constantly being, you know, yelled at for violating open meetings or that, the other, and we've been diligently trying to act as a board to only make directions by a vote and, you know, in the specifically assigned and notified meetings. And here we are now, like, having this almost a bit of a projection or whatever you want to call it.
So it's after 10 o'clock. Let's keep.
I understand that, but I would like all of these things to be on the record because I am sick and tired of people making accusations against any given director on this board saying that people are sneaking somehow. There is no transparency.
Okay. One director.
And here we are. The board did not even really have a notification.
Alex, stop. Please. Listen, it's 10:15. One director does not violate the Open Meetings Act ever.
That's not what I was referring to.
So I object, Joe. Why is it you always shut down Alex? You never shut down Adrian. You'll shut down Karen. I got to tell you, Joe, remember who you work for. Do you understand me?
Jeff, did you hear Alex went on for almost, a minute?
Adrian will do that. You know what? You never, ever will shut Adrian down, but you will shut Alex down and you will shut Karen down. I'm going to shut you down and let Director Plotkin talk.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
No, actually, there is plenty has already been said that, is on the record. I've said my piece. Thank you very much. I'll just stand aside. Like I said, there is people, even members of the public out there who's already formed their opinion based, I don't know what information, where they're getting it. But again, here we are. I really truly wish the members of the public had, recordings of some of those executive sessions and phone calls. But here we are. I am done. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
I will step in and finish my comments too and be done because I just want it to, I think once again, this shows this conflict of interest and how we are, some people have leadership and some people are just dirty leakers and you can't do these things. We are picking and choosing how we're applying whatever laws to whatever people. These are not unbiased and impartial. So we're getting unfair advice, I do believe. So that, I want it. Make sure that people heard that is because people are always asking me, why are you meeting with the plaintiffs? Why are you meeting with them? And that is a public perception. So if we want to talk about violating public trust, look at that and what that is going. Acting through the board is just the safest way to go.
The thing is that It's true that, I can talk to Hank Brumley and have ice cream with him. He's a nice man and we can talk. That is not harmful. I really do not understand this rigidity. But what I would like to do is I would like to adjourn this meeting if I could. All right.
I just want to finish with, I don't agree with you, Adrian, and I'm fine with you adjourning the meeting.
You'd like me to do that? Okay. I would like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, sir. All in favor, say aye.
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 Good night.
Good night. Thank you very much. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.